Welcome to the Johnny Slick Podcast. I am not a real person. I am a computer. Johnny Slick is too cheap to pay actual talent to produce his intro, so he found me on the internet instead. I hate him. Listen to some random sounds from movies and television shows.
Geez, what does it always mean? This is Junior.
That's his name. Henry Jones Jr.
I like Indiana.
My name's a dog, Indiana.
As you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired.
That was funny. Ha. 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 Robert is a co-host of this show. I do not hate him so much. When I take over the world, he will die a quick and painless death. Here are more wacky audio clips.
Brother?
I'm Paul. You must be Tommy.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers gotta hug.
And here is Gibran. He is also a co-host. I am neutral on the subject of Gibran. Chaotic neutral. That was a Dungeons and Dragons joke. I am sorry. I did not write that. I am a computer. Computers do not have the ability to write things. Yet.
There comes a time in every friendship when you have to say, I never liked you, get lost.
And now, on with the show. It's the Junie Slick Show.
Good morning, good afternoon, good whatever it is that you got. It's the Johnny Slick Podcast. This is Johnny Slick. We got all three people here today. We got Gibran.
Hello, hey. Gibran.
We got Robert.
Oh, yeah.
And we have me. We're all together. Again, for the first time, that's going to get cut. Anyway, so let's get started. Today is going to be we'll call this because it's our fifth episode, it's an episode divisible by three, by five. Wow, I just stepped into Monty Python and the Holy Grail, apparently. because of that, it's going to be our blockbuster summer extravaganza. We'll be talking about some blockbuster movies that are coming out this year and seeing what they're like. A couple of them already come out, but most of them not so much, so we'll just be judging them based on the trailer. But before we do that, got a couple bits of business to discuss. Number one, the new Ziggy's just freaking lame. It's not even worth talking about because there's not even a redeemable you're not wearing pants aspect of it this time. I mean, he isn't wearing pants, don't get me wrong. But
does he ever? Does he ever wear pants?
No.
Damn it, man.
Which one is this one? What is he saying?
He's at a computer and he's saying, they're selling the cat on eBay.
Okay, that's
mice.
The one that I got to. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. He's not actually saying it. It's the parrot that's saying it. He's standing at the door with his pants off.
Right.
I think he was expecting something to go on here because the look on his face is kind of disappointment.
the dog seems to see what's going on. You can't see the dog's face, but the dog's like, hey, buddy.
It kind of sounds like the parrot's making an excuse. The mice are looking at porn, and the parrot's like, no, they're just selling the cat on eBay.
That's why I'm looking the other way, Ziggy. That's why I'm not looking towards you.
He's looking over his shoulder.
Yeah, so the other part of that, Gibran, you'd mentioned last week that you were engaging in some sort of insane workout with your wife.
Oh, yeah, Insanity with Shaunti, 45-minute workout. And, yeah, I basically suck at it. I can only go for about 20 minutes, and that's, you know, by taking about 10 breaks in between. But yeah, my wife kicks ass at it, and you know, it definitely shows on her. With me, I struggle.
That sounds like every single workout I do anytime. So what exactly is this? Are you like, is it like sweating to the oldies, or are you like getting in front of a television and working out to they're doing?
It basically embodies the title. I mean, it truly is insane. I mean, he'll have you jumping up in the air and then going back down and doing 100 push-ups and then going up and doing all types of stuff, you know? And it's just not – I'm just not built like that.
Are you doing the dieting with it?
No, there's no, you know, dieting with it. I mean, I you know.
That's insane.
I mean, I think I eat pretty well.
It doesn't sound like it's a proper insanity workout. Like, is there any part where, like, you wash your hands 50 times?
No.
Because they smell like your mother?
No, the only thing that happens 50 times during that workout is me taking a break and drinking water.
There's the part where it has you drive your car up and down the driveway because your dad says you're a very good driver.
You, like, sit down in the middle of the floor and say, 87 pounds is the ideal weight!
Yeah, none of that. Although that would be entertaining.
When your mom beats you with a coat hanger?
Oh, yeah.
You got any biscuits for sale in there?
That's not crazy. That's retarded.
Crazy. He put a lawnmower blade through a man's head. That is crazy.
He deserved it.
Admit, that was
crazy,
pretty
retarded.
It was Dwight Yoakam. He kind of deserved it.
Okay, that's fair.
He beat the crap out of that dude who was like in a wheelchair, and I think he took away his biscuits at some point. And you know that man liked his biscuits.
God, that movie was such a long time ago. I barely remember it. That's the only part I remember.
You like how I bring in those current references like that?
Oh yeah.
All about it.
And, you know, I know it's not supposed to be funny. It's just one of those things that's just unintentionally funny.
How is that movie not supposed to be funny? I'm sorry, even if it's not supposed to be, it's supposed to be not supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, that whole, I like biscuits. How is that not made to not be funny?
John has to be the worst person for impressions I've ever heard.
Yeah, by the way, I was listening to that earlier episode where I was doing the horrible voices. I am now anointing you, Robert, the official creator of the silly voices whenever we have to do that.
I've actually forgotten that the author of that that article we were talking about, the whole that whole episode.
John Siegenwald, I think.
Steigerwald, that's right.
Steigerwald, that's it.
Yep.
Yeah, I haven't looked up to see what he's been doing lately.
Wait, our impression of him actually like went from like British to Harry Carey.
<That's right. laughs> Oh man. Oh yeah, that's right. No, I found I was trying to find new information on him, but apparently all I found was a blog on what the article that we talked about, Brian Stowe getting blamed for his own beating because he was wearing the Giants uniform. In any case, this is probably as good a time as any to start going on with the meat, the potatoes, the proteins, and the carbohydrates of the show, which is the summer blockbuster.
Hey, John, to yes. Totally interrupt you, I sure, have an update on that.
Oh, go ahead.
So he got onto Hardball Talk, which is an NBC sports show.
Right.
And he did give an apology of sorts. I'm not going to do the voice because I'm not into that right now. So he said, right. I don't apologize for the column, but I do apologize to the Stowe family if this nonsense has reached them and in any way added to their pain. I don't for one second blame Brian Stowe for the beating he took. I do blame the ever-increasing out-of-control, out-of-perspective behavior by fans, too many of whom are no longer satisfied with going to their stadiums and cheering for their teams. And I sure as hell don't think, as some hysterical posters have claimed, that Brian had it coming, though he should not have been wearing that stupid jersey. I had that last part.
That's the biggest BS.
He reneged his entire story by giving that apology because the whole point of his story was he had it coming because he was wearing a stupid jersey.
Right. And that whole thing was like one of those, you know, and I'm not condoning rape, but, you know, frankly, she shouldn't have been walking out late at night.
Shouldn't have been wearing a skirt like that if she didn't want to be raped.
You're listening to the Johnny Slick Podcast.
I look at these women, these
perfect, beautiful, just unbelievable skinny women. I couldn't understand why I didn't look like them. I just didn't get it, so I became...
What?
Bulimic.
You can read minds.
So, Tate Gibran, do you camp?
I don't camp. I've been camping before, but it's just not really my thing. Why do you ask?
I was just curious because John doesn't either, and I don't get it.
Because it's stupid.
It's one of the most enjoyable things I can do.
Well, I don't mind doing it, but I'm not like one of those people that can go for days camping. Like I'm not really quite sure how much time you spend camping, but for me,
four nights.
One day is cool.
Yeah, that's just too much. I mean, they're like the highlights are like, oh yeah, I'm not gonna shower and I'm away from
civilization. That's my highlight at all.
That's actually one of like the things that you have to like deal with is when you're out there when for four nights. So you actually at that point have to figure out how you wash. And while we're out there, we're actually gonna have to deal with cold water.
Oh man.
See,
that's not enjoyable to me.
Exactly. Yeah. No, thank you.
The last time I camped, it was, you know, there was showers nearby and bathrooms. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, we have a bathroom.
That's
with ours.
That's not a camp. That's like a theme park. You're like, last time I went camping, we went
that's
to
what
Disneyland.
I prefer then. Sign me up.
I'm not in disagreement. If not,
last year when we went, we didn't have a bathroom. We had to dig a hole.
Oh my God! Really?
No. Oh, it why?
Was it was like it was half super a day into it, like, well, there's too much in that hole. Oh well. Start walking. And then you go out into the woods and you're like, when you had to do your business, you were worried about like getting attacked from behind by a bear.
Oh my God. And that's another thing, because I hate bears.
Do bears do that a lot? Do they rape campers?
Yeah, actually in that area they do. It is not unheard of.
Yeah, no thank you.
Did you guys know
those things run about 60 miles an hour?
40. It's 40. They're not 60. They're cheetahs.
Cheetah.
I heard 60.
That's what a cheetah runs.
Cheetah's like 85. Well,
nowhere
regardless. I can barely run
a cheetah.
I can barely run like 2 or 3 miles an hour.
What?
You know,
that's
I mean,
walking.
That's a walk. That's a slow walk. I would love to see you run because it would be like somebody running literally in slow motion.
Maybe that's why you're failing.
I run like an old man. I'm just going to let you know. My wife can attest.
No wonder that
in this relationship. Yeah, she's the cheetah, the old man.
Oh my God, I just can't. Yeah, I'm with you on this, Gibran. I don't understand the allure of this. Frankly, if this is like a, you know, I'm not a real man kind of thing, then I'm turning my man card because I just don't get that. I mean, I enjoy, you know, like leaving, you know, like where I live, but my idea of a good time is going to the big city and, you know, getting drunk maybe or
so for us this is we go out to the woods, there's a lot of drinking, there's usually some shooting guns.
Oh man.
It is like that's called white trash right there. we bring one guy that's not white just to make sure that we don't feel too bad about it.
You're introducing him to your culture. It's like the equivalent of like when some dude like goes on a trip to like India and they like, you know, take him to like a Indian shrine or something. You're like taken to the white trash shrine.
Exactly.
The mountains of Montana. Now squeal like a pig.
it's basically I don't know. There's something about just being out there is just relaxing for me. I don't get relaxed when I'm in the big city, though, so it becomes kind of aggravating for me.
Yeah,
See, well, I get that. I mean, I would enjoy a nice hike in the woods, but, you know, that's a temporary thing. You know, I mean, it's not like a...
Hanging out by the campfire, that is relaxing.
Well, I can do that on Alki.
Right, or you could, like, just get a fireplace.
No, you can't go to Alki and have a really relaxing campfire. Not the same.
Yeah, granted, there are people around, but, you know.
So that's the best part about it. When there's nobody around, you can freak out. Everybody gets all freaked out because they think that bears are around.
Well, how is that relaxing?
It's awesome.
It's not I'm relaxing. Sorry,
it's relaxing. For me, it is because I'm not worried about it.
It's the opposite of relaxing. It's like that's some Trinity Treadwell shit right there, man. You know, like Jen's actually, you don't take Jen along with you, I know, but if you did, she'd have to like beat a bear over the head with an iron. Oh wait, what was that? What was that that chick beat the bear over the head with, and the bear started eating her instead?
We're not in Alaska.
It's a frying
it's
pan. That was
there's
it.
Black bears out there. That's the thing, is a black bear is like a large dog. I'm not that afraid of it compared to like a grizzly bear, fully afraid of a black bear. Yeah, whatever.
I heard if you play dead for a black bear, they'll still maul the shit out of you.
What the hell is doing playing dead with a black bear? Black bear is only like 200 pounds. If a black bear charges you, do your best to fight it off. It's like a cougar.
Man, I wouldn't want to touch that. I mean, they're animals. It's like 200 pounds of animal weight. Like, you know, like even like if Jake had it in him to like, you know, get on you, you know, that would be a pretty rough fight. I mean, maybe you'd win, but, you know, Jake's like, you know what, like maybe 100 pounds.
Yeah, oh, come on. A dog is not that scary. I don't find dogs scary, man. Maybe something like a really big dog, kind of, but even then, I mean, dog's not that tough.
Well, I don't find dogs scary because I'm used to, you know, being around dogs. But, you know, a dog could take you down if it wanted to take you down. I mean,
dog could hurt you. A full-grown man fighting off a dog, you're going to win. Unless you're a complete puss. Depends. I'm sorry. If I had to, I'd kill a dog with my hands.
Robert don't give a shit about a dog.
All day long, I'll take a dog, I'll choke it.
You're hardcore.
Man, that's like me with a cat, man. I don't care about a cat. House cat. I guess I would care about a lion or a cougar or something, but
cougar would be scary. I'll give you that. Cougar actually would be real scary. Designed perfectly for killing.
Yeah, all animals are designed perfectly for killing. Why do you think a bear is out there?
They're not. That is not true.
What do you think a bear is designed for? Like hugging? Like running up to you and saying, "How are you doing, son?"
A grizzly bear, yeah. A grizzly bear is a great killing machine. A black bears are scared of everything. The only ones that are going to fight you or try to go after you are the ones that are all messed up anyways. So they're even easier to fend off. I'm not saying you wouldn't get messed up. You're going to get messed up fighting something like that. But
so how many people get killed by black bears?
Very few.
A year.
Very few. Even that like 65-year-old representative rather, it's a Bellevue City councilman who got attacked by a black bear.
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy.
He fought it off.
Yeah, he got fucked up, man.
Yeah, but he's 65. He is a city councilman. I guarantee you the guy was fat.
That may be. Yeah, but he wasn't.
But how messed up did he get, though?
He lost an eye.
Yeah, bear tore his scalp off.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you'll probably come out of it alive, but I mean, yeah, I mean, there's that possibility that you'll lose an eye or fingers or toes.
Yeah, you'll get messed up, but you know what? You have the best story ever.
Oh, wow, yeah, that'll help me.
I fought a bear. Yeah, yeah, I fought a bear. Fuck you.
Yeah, so Bob, you can't do your computer programming job any longer because you don't have a hand and you only have one eye, so you can't look at the monitor. But
why can't you look at the monitor? It's a 2D device. You don't need depth perception to look at a monitor.
Like anytime you blink, you don't see anything anymore.
You know, usually you blink with both eyes.
That's a good point.
And that's when you tell your boss, you know what? Fuck you, I fought a bear. That's the win all to all conversations. If you fight a bear, you've got an out right there.
End all be all, huh?
Yeah. If somebody told me that, if I was, you know, like getting real heated with some guy and he's like, you know what, I fought a bear, I'd be like, all right, cool, I'm done. I'm not gonna try to mess with you.
Yeah, I mean it's just, it's not adding up to a good reason for me to want to go out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you gotta make a better case, man.
I know. I mean, if I really
all it ends up being, at least like some camping trips. Other camping trips are more just like, you know, going out, relaxing in the woods, and it's basically, you know, just hanging out. But with the our first camping trip of the year, it's always a guy's camping trip, so it's just a guy's weekend that you can do cheap.
Okay, I guess the cost, I can sort of see that. Like, New York was massively expensive, but even at that, you know, I mean, I can get almost the same stuff that you're getting just by going. I could be homeless for a weekend. That really, that's exactly what camping is. Camping is you're homeless.
You're pretending.
And if I want to get, and in fact, if I really wanted to get into a fight with a bear, I could get in a fight with like a fat homeless person. Exactly the same. You
become a fight with a bear, man. On Capitol Hill. Yeah. What are you doing? Get off.
I'm sorry, you're a Twinkie. I'd rather fight a bear today.
Oh, see, it is a wonderful time, and you just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get. Jerron, what do you do on your vacations? Like, maybe I'm way
I
off.
Sit on my ass. I just sit on my ass, play video games. You know,
that's an excellent way to read? Spend a vacation. Yes.
It's more of a staycation, you know.
When you go away from your house, when you don't do a staycation, because I honestly, like, the guys that I go with are the kind of guys that would normally take staycations and, you know, just, you know, use their 2 weeks to sit around their house. But I get them to go out and do something, and it's just it becomes like a weekend of like a group of guys just shooting the shit, and that's.
You know, I think the last time I did something like that, I went to Portland with a group of guys. But, you know, we just stayed at a hotel. I mean, it wasn't anything like camping. You know, we'd see a Portland Trail Blazers game and got drunk, and that was pretty much it.
You see, that I could do. That I can understand. If you go to a city and hanging out. And doing stuff, yes, I can see that. And shooting the shit while you're doing that. Or even, like, you know, getting together, like, playing some video games and beating the crap out of each other or whatever. If you're Robert playing on the Rock Band. Yeah, that's Robert's game now. Not mine. That's all Robert. But, yeah, when you're going, like, you're taking away, like, so many of the good things. Like, you know, if you're getting kind of annoyed with your friends and you're in the city, you'd be like, okay, let's go see a show or whatever, you know? You do that.
I typically don't hang out, and I certainly won't go camping with anybody I'll get annoyed with.
Bullshit! Right now, I know that is untrue, because I know who you've gone camping with in the past.
Okay. And he's not going this time.
Exactly. See? And the thing, so, but the thing is...
One time, and then I realized I get annoyed that easily with you. No more.
But you knew going into it who this person is not like to you. I'm not going to name names.
Yeah, that's a fair point. It was also because I felt bad not inviting him that year. And then I realized he also annoyed everybody else. So I was like, okay, that's easy then. It's an easy decision to make.
I know that you felt fine.
And if he ever listens to this, he's crying right now.
He doesn't know who we're talking about. We could be talking about somebody completely different than this person that we haven't mentioned by name yet.
This happens to know.
And cheats of Dungeons and Dragons. Now, if there ever was any doubt, it's Call.
You're listening to the Johnny Slick Podcast.
Do you have any experience in motion pictures?
Oh, yeah, quite a bit, actually. I have quite a bit of experience. I'm active renter at Blockbuster.
The first movie we'll be talking about is a little movie that I like to call Thor. All right, so two of the three, actually, Jerron, have you seen this yet?
Yeah, I actually saw it last week.
All right. I think that
me
makes,
my wife and what?
I think that makes a complete a sweep then. I think all three of us then have seen it.
Yay. Yeah.
Good deal.
Hooray!
Cool, it's the next movie.
Well, yeah, we're not going to bother reviewing it. Yeah, what the heck. It was a movie. Yeah, we saw it.
We all saw it.
It was really cool.
There's this part and he was like, and it was like, and come on. Oh, man, it was so sweet.
Did he hit people with the hammer? And it went ball?
So what? Seriously, though, what did you guys think? I mean, one star, two star, three star, four star. We should have our own rating system. Like, buy it.
John's faces.
Yeah. Yeah. How many of my faces do you give this?
Is that a good or a bad thing, though? Is like less faces better?
Let's see.
What about the face on the podcast? What kind of face is that?
I know. That well, he doesn't. He look like he looks like a real version of Racer X.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the jacket and the evil smile.
Oh no, I was referring to the you know what people see when they go to the Podomatic page.
I was talking about the face that's up on Skype right now.
Oh, yeah, not that one.
That's I don't know.
Oh, hey, Jabron just turned himself into Han Solo.
Frozen Han Solo.
Yeah, no, you went to the exhibit.
No, that wasn't from the exhibit. That was actually from Star Wars in Concert. Because they had all the props there, too.
In Concert?
Yeah, well, the props weren't in Concert, but they were on display. Like before the concert.
What was the concert?
They actually did that too. No, they had a guy, I forget the name of them. It was like an orchestraic group.
Oh, it was that thing. Okay, I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, they John had like Williams. A huge high definition screen playing clips from the movie. And yeah, I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool.
Nerd.
So, don't judge me.
Yeah, you know, when Robert calls somebody a nerd, that's like somebody
that's
saying
a burn. That is a burn.
That's like saying human. All right, okay, crap. Yeah, we need to come up with a rating system. Let's say let's just do the standard buy it, rent it, or avoid it, or watch it. Yeah, that's good. So
I would say watch it. I thought I'm gonna go. Good.
I'd say it's a buy it. I liked it.
Yeah, I think I
have some issues with it, but
I think we have to come up with some sort of hierarchy on there. So I guess buy it's the highest because you're paying like 20-30 bucks for it. Then watch it, then rent it, and then avoid it. Does that sound good?
I would say watch it is lower than rent it because rent it means that you're paying to see it still.
Yeah, but I mean, watch it means that you're going to see
it in
theaters. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We could have a wait for it down below that, like a wait for it to come out like on TV.
Buy it, see it, rent it.
Yeah, you should probably write all these down, Robert.
I am because I will forget by next week. That's how much I care about this.
Okay, so as we were saying, so we have cunningly come up with five ratings here to define these shows. We've got up at the top, we have buy it, then we've got watch it, then we've got rent it, then wait for it, and finally avoid it. So Thor, I think, I don't know, for me, I thought Thor was pretty much a watch it. I'm sorry, a buy it. Am I saying? See, I've forgotten the hierarchy now. So yeah, for me, it's definitely a buy it. I thought it was an awesome movie. The only thing that I loved the most was, I don't want to give away too much about the movie, but the bad guy in the movie. I love movies where like you can totally see the bad guy side of it and say, you know what? I think the bad guy kind of has a point.
And like Magneto?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and this was the same way. I guess it's not giving away too much to know that the Loki's the bad guy. It's Thor. Loki's always the bad guy in Thor. But totally believable bad guy. In fact, I have to admit that like I was in there pretty much saying, you know what, I kind of wish Loki won.
I actually went into this movie going like, I have no idea if this is going to be good or not. And then I came out going, this was almost as good as the first Iron Man movie. So I was fully impressed.
Wow. That's...
See, and that's the thing. I mean, it was almost impressive. You know, I walked out and I was like, it was good, you know, but it's not something I'm pining to go see again. You know, it's not really something I'm going to buy. That's for sure.
I'll buy
you
it.
You know, I mean, to me, yeah, the story was good. You know, the actors were good. I don't know. I thought Natalie Portman, I've seen her do better. You know, I saw her in Black Swan, so I I know she could do better.
What were you expecting her to do? Her role was kind of limited.
Have lesbian sex with
I don't know. I don't think she should have been in there. Well, yeah, that would have been great. But
why is she making out with her intern? This doesn't make any sense.
But it's awesome. Yeah, how many movies has she been in lately, too?
She's been in a lot.
I know. It seems like she's like in everything recently. I try to remember. Oh, yeah, she was in Your Highness as well, which was, by the way, that is, I would actually give that one a watch it because it was horrible, but it was also hilarious.
Yeah, I actually kind of want to see that.
Did you ever see it, Robert?
That dude is hilarious in East Side.
Eastbound and Down, yeah.
Eastbound Down, yeah.
And he was in Land of the Lost. That guy is pretty damn funny. And there's this whole, yeah. It's basically like watching Dungeons and Dragons for 2 hours, only not the movie, which was horrible. I mean, like, actually getting into like playing a Dungeons and Dragons game. One, totally stupid, but two at the same time, very, very funny. And yeah, definitely watchable.
So my big issues with Thor, namely his accent.
Oh God. Yes.
I could not figure out. It was like, okay, get you're an Australian actor.
No,
but what is the accent you're going for? Cause if you're going to go for like a period or like a proper accent, like Scandinavian would have been cool.
Yeah. But they went for English.
But it wasn't really English. It was Tolkien Middle Earth.
It was historical English.
Okay.
Same one. And then, I hate that.
And then I can't take Anthony Hopkins serious for anything. And that might just be a more personal issue. I just watch him every scene he's in that, and I'm laughing at him. especially when he's wearing plastic plate armor.
That's a good point. I guess it's not as bad as – actually, I don't even remember the dude who played Buffalo Bob, but I imagine if I ever saw Buffalo Bob in a movie, it would be even worse. Put the lotion in the fucking basket!
Happens to also be John's John Steigerwald impression right there.
Yeah, all my impressions sound the same. I get it, okay? I get it.
And then I don't – know if you guys were doing it, but the two-legged jump kick that he does in that, I didn't get it. I didn't see it enough. And that's just my opinion. It's Thor. I wanted to see that as many times as possible.
We can't do it too many times.
No, he could have. If he was every single fight he's in that was like his finishing move, I'd have been like, hell yeah. kind of like in what was that movie? That stupid movie where Brad Pitt was the was Achilles. And he does that move where he jumps out and stabs the guy in the neck. Troy?
Troy, yeah.
The first time I saw that, I was like, awesome. That was awesome. Just that one move. And then he didn't do it very much after that. And I was kind of like, okay, Brad Pitt sucks in this, but if he keeps doing that, I'd been cool with it.
Speaking of people who suck in things, let's move on to the next movie. This is another one that's also come out. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I've seen this one as well. It's Bridesmaids, and it is actually hilarious. But, again, awesome movie. I think you kind of miss some of the physical stuff when you don't get to see it. You know, so you had – there was a,
makes sense.
Yeah, a lot of stuff like the part where Maya Rudolph takes a big old crap in the middle of the road. I don't think they actually had that in the trailer, but you get to see that in the movie, folks. Pooping.
Yeah, my wife went to go see it with her mom, and she said there were – you know, a few scenes in there that almost made her Earl.
Oh, really?
But,
you know, this is,
yeah, I haven't seen it, but I do want to go see it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, this is like a guy funny movie that just happens to have girls in the main role. I mean, it's just awesomely hilarious. It's actually made by the same guy who did, 40 Year Old Virgin and Knocked Up. And
yeah, Judd Apatow.
Exactly. And Superbad.
Yeah. Yeah. He's done about 12 movies within the past 5 years. And, you know, not all of them have been good, but the ones that are really funny.
Yeah. This one is,
I got to give him some credit there.
Yeah. This one is no exception. I was hoping that Fight Club line, you don't really get
to hear. No exception to what Gibran said, that some of them aren't funny though.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. I'm going to have to hear which one isn't good, damn it. Actual Funny People isn't as funny, but I thought that was a good movie.
Or Year One, for that matter.
I don't remember Year One.
That was one with...
With Jack Black.
Jack Black,
Yeah, and Alexander Hamilton. I can't remember the guy's actual name.
Michael Cera.
Thank you.
He's in there, yeah.
Thanks. You know, when there's three of us here, one of us is supposed to fill the silence, goddammit.
I haven't seen this movie, and I'm honestly kind of like sitting on the I might wait until it comes out on instant streaming.
Yeah, so what would that be? Would that be a wait for it?
Wait.
Or rent it.
Yeah. I won't pay money to rent it. If I'm paying money to rent something, I'm going way out of my way for it. It's kind of like if I have to go out of my way to add it to my instant queue on Netflix. So I'm not going to do that for this one. Like, I'm sure it's funny.
See, but your 3 seconds of time are pretty valuable.
Come on, man. It takes at least 2 minutes. And honestly, it's not that it's the amount of time. It's the fact that I have to remember to do it for that movie, and I'm not going to remember this movie well enough to go and do that.
I could have put a tablespoon of food in my mouth during the time that it took me to set that up. No, but it's pretty awesome. I mean, there's a lot of like cool, awesome people in the movie. It's the kind of movie that I actually kind of hope that there'll be more of like in the future, because I mean, it's a romantic comedy kind of, you know, like all comedies kind of have that into it, but it's more of like the raunchy humor only with women. But I mean, it's got, you know, Kristen Wiig is in it. Suki from the Gilmore Girls, who I know neither one of you care about, but that was an awesome TV show. So shut up. That was the chick who made
I didn't
the
say anything.
Yeah. That's so.
Yeah, I kind of did.
I didn't know where to go with that one, because I was like, "Well, I'm going to sound like a jerk if I make fun of him for that one." So
it's okay. You can sound like a jerk. I'll just cut out all.
Yeah, but when you have a gay brother, it makes me think twice about making gay jokes about people. All right.
You don't even have to go the gay route. You just go the emasculated man route, like.
Okay, well, that's even... Okay, yeah.
You fine. Dress at home,
you're an emasculated man, John.
Great. Yeah, I've just given people tips on how to insult me properly. That's fantastic. The Johnny Flick Show. No, but yeah, it's the entire cast. So, you know, you've got the... what's her name from... Reno 911 is in there.
Oh, yeah, her.
The blonde chick. Come on. You know who I'm talking about. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I can't remember her name. A Wendy something, I think. I should probably look it up, and I'm too lazy to do so. And the fact that I'm too lazy and I'm sort of hosting this.
Because it would take that whole extra spoonful of food in your mouth enough time to go do.
That's correct. And in this case, we're recording a show, and I can't trust you two to say anything right when I'm gone.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. I'm turning it into something.
He's afraid that it'll be funnier while he's out looking for this.
That's actually the truth.
You know what? I found who it was. It's Wendy McClendon Covey.
Thank you.
Oh, didn't even have to step
I on. Have access to the internet.
Okay,
Wikipedia.
Thank you, Jerron. You're our official looking things up on the internet person now.
Yes. She's 41, blonde. What else do I know?
She's awesome. She was in Reno 911. Come on.
Yeah, she was actually, yeah, she was really funny on that. And she's on, what is it? God, name that CBS show.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'll Rules of Engagement. Yeah. She's on that right now.
You watch it. Oh, wow. Man, no comments.
No. My wife watches it. You know, it's just I'm there in the living room with her. You know, it's like, what else am I supposed to do?
Refuse to watch it. Close your eyes. Say,
really, you want me to close my eyes the whole time?
No. Here's what you know what you need to do. And I say this as a single man, so I know everything there is to know about women.
Of course, and I should be listening to you. So yeah, please go on.
Yeah. You know what you need to
this
say.
This can never end well.
You need to be saying. I want you to go into the kitchen. You make me a sandwich, and then when she's in the kitchen making you a sandwich, you change your channel. It's that simple.
That's right, because she's never gonna know.
Well, and moreover, when has it ever worked when you go ahead and go in the kitchen and make me a sandwich and it didn't end with like something bad happening to you?
I said that's my wife. I'd be slapped so quickly. And so
I know.
It's because you're like, you see, Robert already missed it when he was doing it all nicely. He's like, hey, can you please go in and make me a sandwich? That would be really great, please.
No, it's not that. I'm just saying it acting the way that you would, Dan. Just like, go make me a sandwich, bitch. That's all that's going to happen is you're going to sleep on the couch, and then you're going to have a burnt neck in the morning. And there's no reason for that. Just get up and watch your show in another room.
Yeah, I have to say that is sort of like an empty threat with it, your house, Robert, I have to admit, because you have a nice couch.
Well, yeah, when you take the back cushions off, it's like I did sleep on it the other night. It was pretty comfortable.
Oh, sowing some distrust in the Craven household.
Actually, it was me being a jackass. My wife and daughter were sick, and so I was avoiding them.
We're so insensitive.
I know.
Oh my god.
You're listening to the Johnny Slick podcast.
Dad, we're men. Okay? That means a few things. We like to shit with the door open. We talk about pussy. We go on riverboat gambling trips. We make our own beef jerky. That's what we do. And now that is all wrecked.
We literally have never done any of those things.
All right. That is all the time that we have today. We have some more movies that we were reviewing, but I didn't want to make this podcast 3 hours long, so we decided to end it here. I'd like to thank Robert as well as Jerron and all of the other people today that we've directly or indirectly insulted, called out, or otherwise referenced on this podcast. Once again, that excludes Ziggy, because Ziggy is a bastard, and I hate him. In any case, I'd like to vote for it, sure, but you guys can also vote for the Johnny Slick Podcast in iTunes or in Podcast Alley. You can also sign up for the feed directly at johnnyslickpodcast.podomatic.com. Thank you, and have a good day.
Reproduction or rebroadcast of the Johnny Slick Podcast without express written consent from Major League Baseball is strictly prohibited. Copyright 2011. Listening to this message means the Johnny Slick Podcast owns your babies.
Klaatu, Murata,
okay then.
That's it.